On this podcast, we acknowledge and pay respects to the Aboriginal land and the traditional families of the Yugambeh region of Southeast Queensland where this podcast is recorded. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Welcome to the very first episode of The Borderline Bogan. I'm really nervous. I'm excited. I'm sweaty. I'm gassy, but mostly really nervous. mostly really excited. I don't know. Both. I'm both. Nervous and excited. I've got the shakes real bad. I just can't shake it off. It's fucking me right off. It's something that fucking happens to me all the time, and it happens especially when I'm like trying to write something on a piece of paper or if I'm trying to like apply my eyelashes or something like that. It always happens at the worst bloody time. Anyway, so sometime earlier this year, I thought I'm such an interesting person who totally deserves a microphone and everyone thinks everything I say is interesting and important and hilarious. Just kidding. But not really, kind of. I've been wanting to start a podcast for so long, I thought, fuck it. So I went and bought a microphone and here we are. Don't really know what I'm doing, but who cares? We'll wing it together. So I thought I'd give a little rundown of who I am in case you don't know who I am. You probably don't. Because I'm a nobody, but oh well. So I'm Steph, I'm 26, I'm married, I'm pansexual, I'm a stepmama, I'm a cat mama, I'm a company owner, and I have an assortment of mental illnesses. So I thought I'd give a little trigger warning right now just in case talking about mental illness in depth is something that triggers you, so please skip ahead. Here's your official warning. So I thought I'd just get into a little bit about what I struggle with, as it's something that I will be discussing on the podcast down the track and in the future. I'll be having guests on to discuss it as well, be researching into different illnesses that people don't really know about, things that I'm still learning about as well. So I have been diagnosed with the following. Here's a list. So I have been diagnosed with BPD, which stands for Borderline Personality Disorder. I've also been diagnosed with Complex Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, short for CPTSD. I've also been diagnosed with depression and anxiety. And I'm also pretty bloody certain that I have ADHD. So if you know me, you'd probably be like, yeah, Steph, you've totally got freaking ADHD. It's so obvious. So I'm currently in the process of being tested slash diagnosed to see if I do have ADHD. Personally, being diagnosed and slash having a diagnosis is important, as I'm the type of person, if something's not right, if I'm feeling unwell or, you know, just not doing great, I want to know what's going on. I want to figure it out. I want to research it. I want to be able to know who I am and what's going on with me. A big BPD trait is having an unstable, uncertainty, like self-image, which is something that I've struggled with since I was a teenager and I'm 26 now. I'm slowly getting better with it, very slowly and surely. In the past, if you know me, you've probably seen that I used to dye my hair. Literally, I'd change different hair colors once a month. It was something that it was almost like an addiction. I loved the difference in looking different and the confidence in having a bright hair color. It was something that I used to do by myself all the time. And I haven't dyed my hair a bright color in pretty much 2.5 years. I did the little TikTok hair dye and did like a turquoisey green at the front and underneath, but I hated it and I changed it back to the dark, which honestly, like 5 years ago me would be pretty proud. Like my hair has gotten so damn long. Like I cut my hair to my shoulders when I was 15 or 16, and it stayed that length until I stopped dyeing it every month, which was 2.5 to 3 years ago, which I'm proud of myself. It's finally past me nip-nops, which is a bloody good improvement if you ask me. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. So I thought I would explain what uncertain self-image means. It's basically like going through puberty all the time, like forever, nonstop, constantly. For me, I've always sort of struggled with it since I was a teenager, but I'm getting better with it. But basically what happens is, well, not what happens, but what it sort of means is some days I feel really good about myself, feel really confident, feel really, you know, sure of who I am. And then like the next hour, I feel a super deep hatred for myself and feel like, who am I? What the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm an absolute fucking idiot. Like, I should fail. You know, I'm just going to fail. So, yeah, it's also goes into the trait of the roller coaster emotions. Like, it's sort of in lines with that. So, like, when I'm feeling really happy, I'll be feeling really certain. And if I'm feeling really down and really, you know, struggling, I'll feel super uncertain. It goes hand in hand with that. And that's something that I struggle with. And back to the whole point of getting a diagnosis, to me is important, as it helps sort of fulfill that self-doubt in a sense. Like I was saying earlier, it isn't something that, you know, mental health isn't something like isn't who you are. It's not the definition of you. But for me, especially with my sense of, you know, my self sense of identity, what's the fucking term? Disordered self-image, uncertain self-image. Yeah, so finding out a diagnosis, finding out what's going on is helpful for me. So I can research it, I can figure it out, I can know why I'm feeling this way, because with BPD, my emotions, it's called switching, where literally I'll be super hyperactive and manic almost, hyperactive and happy, and then the next I'll be like super angry, switching, splitting. Those are the sort of terms that are used. And that sort of goes hand in hand with that. So yeah, don't get me wrong, I still struggle. But if you met me 5 years ago, I am a completely different person for the better, in my opinion. Back 5 years ago, it was honestly when I met Luke. We met 5 years ago. I had moved up from little old Tassie up here to the, well, I'm not on the Gold Coast now, but I moved to the Gold Coast from Tassie, and I met Luke not long after moving here. And since meeting him, he has helped guide me through becoming a better person, helped me, you know, come to terms with the things that I do struggle with, and help me overcome traumas and help me through everything. He's been there through so much in the past 5 years, especially in like the first year. So much. We went through so much. I've grown so much. He's grown so much. And I wouldn't be where I am today without him. You know, I've got to give myself some credit, but he has, without him, like I'd probably still be the very lost, very unsure girl that I used to be. So yeah, down the track, I will be discussing more in depth about my mental health, what I struggle with, things that, like my traumas, I might get into. Not 100% sure yet, because that can be a little bit scary. But yeah, getting into more depth about my mental health, I'll be having guests on where they will discuss what they've been struggling with. I will be researching interesting, say that line, you know, not really interesting, but more not well-known mental health issues and mental illnesses, to sort of try and spread awareness as much as I can with the platform that I have. Because honestly, one thing that is just absolutely crazy. Okay, I'm going to sort of get sidetracked a little bit, but since the pandemic, I have become like addicted to TikTok. And on TikTok, it can be a little bit negative and a bit toxic. That's the word, toxic. But in a sense, it's helped me come to light with things that I struggle with and things that I didn't know existed. Like, I didn't think I had ADHD until I saw a lot of people speaking about it on TikTok. And then it was like a light bulb moment. Fuck yeah, of course I've got that. Like, it makes sense. But like I said, still in the process, not 100% sure, but pretty fucking sure. But yeah, TikTok has been a place where I have learnt a lot. And I want to keep learning, and I'd like to share what I learn on here. But trust me, that's not exactly what the whole podcast is going to be about. It's going to be part of it, but you'll just have to see what the future holds. Well, I wanted to explain the name of this podcast. Now, it's called The Borderline Bogan. So if you're Aussie, it may seem a little bit obvious what it means, but before starting this podcast, I sort of got some feelers out there from people overseas. And yeah, people overseas didn't know what the term bogan was. And when you Google it, this is what comes up. Bogan, uncouth or unsophisticated person regarded as being of low social status. Which I have most definitely been there. Most definitely. But yeah, so borderline obviously comes from me having borderline personality disorder. And bogan, I love to call myself a classy bogan. My favorite word is cunt. I swear all the fucking time. It's my favorite thing to do. And if that's something that offends you, this podcast is probably not going to be for you. Sorry, but yeah. So I thought I would try and explain it a little bit to people that might not really understand what a bogan is. I mean, these are still Australian shows, so you still might not know, but honestly, you can just fucking Google it yourself. But the very stereotypical type of bogan, when you hear the word bogan, a lot of people refer it to the show Housos. Honestly, I've never really watched it. I've seen snippets of it, and I could never really get onto it. I think my husband Luke has watched it, just like Fat Pizza as well. They're all sort of what you would imagine a bogan is. Another thing is, my absolute favorite fucking show in the whole wide world, it's my go-to, it's my comfort show, it's just absolutely iconic, it's Kath and Kim. I need a round of applause. Do I have that? But yes, Kath and Kim. Kath and Kim is my favorite freaking show of all time. It's iconic. I am devastated that they knocked down the Kath and Kim house. It should have been a historical landmark, in my opinion. I don't know why you would go and buy a fucking house that is a famous house and knock it down. Like, fuck me. I know the Australian real estate is a bit fucking ridiculous lately, but why? Why would you buy it? Why would you buy that house? And it went for a lot of money, I'm pretty sure, actually. Let me just quickly Google it. How much did the Kath and Kim house sell for? Here we go, drum roll, please. $1.485 million. Wait, in 2016. $1.485 million. That's a lot of money, even back in 2016. But why would you buy a famous house knowing that people come up and get photos with it all the fucking time just to knock it down? Like, who pissed you off? Who bullied you as a child? Honestly, like, why? There's so many freaking houses out there that you could have bought, you could have kept it. Like, all of us little Kath and Kim fans, we could have pitched in a few bucks and we all could have bought it and we could have kept it there as a freaking landmark, which I would have loved to do. But we didn't get the opportunity, did we? No, we didn't. We didn't know that we're going to knock it down. Bloody devastating. Anyway, so basically, if you Google Kath and Kim, they are undeniably Australia's favourite bogans. Now, like I said, I haven't really watched Housos, but they're probably like at the extreme end of bogan. Kath and Kim, like the classy bogans that I like to consider myself a part of. So I would love to be up there and acknowledged with them one day. That's a goal of mine, to be one of Australia's favourite bogans. That's my goal. Alrighty, now on to our next segment. This is called the Borderline Express. Now, this is a segment where I'll basically be answering questions from you guys, giving my unprofessional but honest opinion, advice or thoughts based on my perspective. Like I've said, unprofessional, pretty much uneducated, but my honest thoughts, my honest opinions on what you'd like me to talk about. And we're going to highlight unprofessional, my thoughts and opinions. I'm not educated in probably any questions that will be asked. I just want to make that super clear that this is just from my perspective. I don't know which one it is. I just can't with that. Anyway, so I encourage you guys to DM us your questions. You could even send voice memos, memos is what I call them, voice memos. That would be preferred. And then we can have you guys on the podcast. But yeah, you can DM us, voice memo us at theborderlinebogan_podcast on Instagram, or you can join our Facebook group and you can post in there your questions. And the Facebook group is called The Borderline Bogan Podcast. So I'm going to put out another little trigger warning here. It's going to be talking about mental health again and medication. So if this is something that triggers you, please skip ahead. All right. So a listener DM'd us on Instagram. My doctor wants me to try antidepressants, but I'm nervous. What are your thoughts? All right. So I have been on medication before. Currently, I'm unmedicated. The thing for me, I've been on medication for my anxiety. I've been on medication for depression, but BPD just fucking blocks everything out. So because of the BPD, antidepressants didn't work for me. It just counteracted them out. And unfortunately, to my knowledge, there aren't any medications for BPD, which sucks. But my opinion, honestly, if there's something out there, if you're struggling bad enough and there's something out there that can help you, you should totally give it a go. You know, I'm not a freaking pill pusher over here, but I understand that you're nervous. I understand that it's a little bit scary. For me personally, I have tried medication and it didn't work because of my mental issues. But I gave it a go and I'm glad I did, because I learned from the experience. I gave it a shot. It was worth a shot. And I'm glad I did it, even though for me personally, it didn't get anywhere. But I highly encourage anyone that might be considering trying antidepressants if you're really struggling. Why struggle so badly if there's something out there that can help you? That's my opinion on it, really. But I hope you're doing okay. Thank you for sending in the question. You're more than welcome to message me and I'll try and, you know, be there for you as much as I can. Now, I want to leave you on a lighter note. As I was getting ready, getting pumped up to record this very first episode of The Borderline Bogan, I was like, yep, I need to put on my music that just makes me feel empowered, that makes me feel pumped up, makes me fucking ready to go. And it's always Doja Cat. Anything Doja Cat, anything Cardi B, their music is just top tier in my opinion. Mwah. Chef's kiss, if you ask me. But I want to ask you, is that something that you can relate to? Is it just me? Do you have a song, a genre, a band, anything that just always will get you up and get you going? I want to know. DM it to me. Post it on our Facebook group. I want to know. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Borderline Bogan. If you would like to support the show, you can leave a 5-star review wherever you are listening to this podcast. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at theborderlinebogan_podcast. I also have a Facebook group called The Borderline Bogan Podcast. I would love for you to join. All information will be listed in the show notes. Thanks for listening to this shit show. Love ya. Ugh, hang on, I need a fucking drink.